The dangers that are facing people who are would-be councillors or existing incumbent councillors is beyond the pale. We've had on two occasions discussed on the show ward councillors who have either been killed in their home or have averted an attempt on their life. We spoke to a ward councillor from representing the ANC in Khayelitsha who just managed to escape death. That was Tando Pimbi, who joined us on the show last month. We felt it important, you know, it's interesting. Cameron Dugmore was standing at the Seapoint police station in defense of Nicola Jowell from the DA, when we were hearing about the intimidation from various factions in the Greenpoint and Atlantic Seaboard area. But it seemed very quiet from the ANC in general, regarding, you know, what kind of protections were in place, what staged visits to police stations we might see from the ANC with respect to their own councillors, Phumeza Nomzazi, Nokutula Bolitye, and of course including Thando Pimpi. So I'm joined this morning by Fiona Abrahams, who's their Western Cape spokesperson. Thank you very much for joining us, Fiona. How are you this morning?
Hi, good morning. Just clarity, I'm not the Western Cape spokesperson. I'm the caucus, the ANC caucus spokesperson.
Thank you very much. So the query I have for you this morning is, what is your take on three attempts and two successful on the lives of councillors representing your caucus?
You know, the attack on females, let me start with females in general. Let me not even go to candidates or to councillors. I think that women in particular, it's still largely undermined, even in the justice system. When it comes to public reps or councillors, I myself as a councillor, we constantly fear our lives, but we need to serve the community. We need to be in the public space. There's not enough protection for councillors, for female councillors, for politicians in particular. When you go out in the community, I'm not even going to speak about MPs and MPLs. They're not underground, but especially ward councillors, they are underground. They are in the face of the community. When community is not happy about housing issues or issues that affect their livelihood, they tend to take it out on councillors. And there's not enough protection for councillors. I'm not even going to shy away from that. Even though the police is there, even though the justice system is there, it's been taken as petty crimes. It's not taken seriously.
Murder is taken as a petty crime?
No, I'm saying that it's still seen that way because there's not enough protection given to councillors. And that is something serious that we still need to address. Even though our policy speaks about it, even though our gender-based policy speaks about it, the protection of women, that is just my honest view that ward councillors in particular is in the face of community that's angry. They're angry about service delivery. They're angry about lots of things. And it's been taken out on councillors.
Yeah, so you speak about being out in the field. Just to highlight, all three of these attempts, two of which were successful on their lives, were right near their homes. I hear you speaking about gender-based violence, but Thando Pimpi himself is a man. I want to just clarify, have you, Cameron, or anybody in the party sort of lay the charge in the same way they did in Greenpoint or Seapoint?
Yeah, what we've done is, I'm speaking about my own experience. I'm not even speaking about what we do in a caucus position, but I'm speaking about what we do on a branch level to address the gender-based violence. We often go to court. We address the justice system by going to court, by going with these females. But sometimes it's too late. In the case of Nokutula, there's been several attempts on her life. And the last attempt, she died in that attempt. So we try to address it from ground level. But if we're not going to address protection or safety of councillors in particular, this is not going to stop.
To be honest, Fiona, this is at odds with what we tend to hear in terms of feedback, either from councillors or members of the community, and not just in the ANC, by the way. So I'm not, this is not an ANC specific thing, but it's less about a community that upset and more about, that's upset rather, and more about power struggles within the ability to have access to the seat in council, power struggles within the decisions that are being made between parties. It doesn't actually seem as though it's a broad community issue from other people's feedback. What do you say to that? I mean, have you experienced that kind of violence as well?
Little shy away from it, even though there is a community aspect to it. In places, it was community that was angry, that even stone your house or burn your vehicle because they are angry. But there is the power struggles. Remember, women, or oh, that is my take on it, it's still undermined. Women are still undermined in the political field, in government's field. So yes, there is power struggles, and some of these attempts is a result of power struggles, and we can't shy away from it. We can't hide away from it. That's true.
So what is the protection, or what's the pitch you make to somebody to represent the ANC? You know, you could lose your life, or in representing us on the party list, how do we try to make an attempt to protect you?
Well, we do have some security measures in place, but it's difficult. It's really difficult when you are a public rep because you can't have SEPs or a bodyguard or, you know, they give you this little, what do you call it, this panic button that you need to press. It's too late by the time you press it and SEPs arrive. So this is one of the issues that seriously need to be addressed. It's not addressed fully, or it's not addressed according to me as a person, because when you are a counselor, as I've said, you are in the field, so you are open. Everybody can take an attempt on your life. It's not like you see at Boliki or Noctula. It was outside of her home, somewhere where she should have felt protected and safe.
So
truly speaking, there's not enough done. There's not, I don't think there's even, because SEPs, a panic button, that's not enough.
Will you have a similar list contesting in the local elections?
Will you have?
A similar list to the existing councillors contesting in the local elections, as in a fair number of people contesting.
Yes, we do have.
And should voters be scared? We obviously are shaken by the news of day before yesterday, three women being killed at an ANC rally. If you've got people that are going to be contesting the local elections, I imagine you'll have some awareness events coming up. Should we be afraid of similar shootouts?
I don't think we should be afraid. I think there's enough, especially going to the voters' polls, to the voting stations, even over the weekend with registration. The minister has addressed that there will be enough policing, that there will be enough security. So there's no need for voters to be afraid, especially with the point that you've made that it's power struggles. So when it's power struggles, it tends to be at focus at an ANC person and not the public in general. So community will be safe. The voting stations will be, there will be security or police visibility. So I don't think voters need to be scared to go out and exercise their democratic right.
What security measures will you have in place at your rallies?
We will not be having any rallies. Remember that there is still COVID, so we will not be having any rallies and not be having any big gatherings. The incident that happened was at a meeting, it was a ward meeting.
I see.
It wasn't a rally in particular. So we will not be having any big rallies. There's still COVID and we are adhering to that.
Sure. I mean, you can have 500 people in COVID. Fiona, thank you so much for your insight, and I wish you luck in the campaigning in the weeks ahead, and of course in managing your role as a councillor. Fiona Abrams is ANC caucus spokesperson in the Western